And it's also the first Wednesday of the quarter, which means we have our quarterly public forum. So we will move forward with that, and the public forum goes for a maximum of 30 minutes. And then the workshop session will start immediately following the public forum. And I do see that we have just a few residents who have put their names on the list to give public comment. And I just remind those, we're grateful for the public comment. Please keep your comments to about 2 to 3 minutes. And then this is mostly an opportunity for the council and the staff to listen to that feedback. And so we don't anticipate engaging back and forth in a dialogue during the public forum. So at this time, I'll open the public forum. And I see the first name on the list is John Olson from downtown Washington. And he'd like to speak to the council about the new USS Utah submarine. Big John. It's good to see you tonight. I didn't get a chance to make it that far back and shake your hand. I know. We got to work on that mic for you.
Mayor, Council, Jeremy, thanks for this opportunity. 2 years ago this month, I come in front of you with a flag that was found on the USS Utah. We all know where that went. There's a new USS Utah being built. The Navy accommodated the state of Utah and skipped a whole number to number the hull of the new USS Utah 801 for our area code. August 1st is 801. I propose that our city does a resolution or a proclamation adopting the new USS Utah as our boat and continuing the legacy of what we started with the original USS Utah. And I ask, I don't know if this is where I ask if I can be on the agenda for the next July 23rd workshop meeting. And regular council meeting. In April of this year, I had the opportunity to meet Commander Hornig down at the George Washington statue. It was his suggestion that we do this on 801. December 6th of 2024 of every, well, December 6th, there's a sunset ceremony at the USS Utah Memorial on Fort Island. And I would like to present Captain Air Commander Hornig spoke this last year. And I would like to present some of his speech to the council and maybe help with the, if we can adopt the boat, make it official, maybe get our school kids to help write letters at Christmas time, let them know that the sailors that serve on her, there's a home for them here. Other than that, thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you, John. John, I'll just I'll connect with you after the meeting or this week, and we'll work through some of those details and talk to the council about their appetite for a resolution or at a minimum proclamation. I think you know that this council wants to provide ongoing support and appreciation for all you've done with at the local and state level on that. Thank you. Our next resident is, looks like Susan Reinhardt and Susan V, and Washington resident, and they would like to speak to us in regards to our wonderful Dogtown Dog Park. I hope you're loving the expansion, and we're happy to take any feedback you have.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we love the
and
dog
then,
park.
And then just for the record, just speak into the mic and then tell us each your names. Are they both, you're both Susan.
Yes.
And my Paige doesn't show the last name, but if you can just give us your name so we have it on record.
Mine is Wolfenstein.
Hold that mic to you. There you go.
Wolfenstein.
So it wasn't a V, it was a W. It cut off right in the middle. Yes. Okay.
And mine is Reinhardt.
Okay. Welcome, ladies. Go ahead.
Well, thanks for this opportunity.
And slide right in there to the mic. There you go.
We love the dog park. There's a ton of people that go there. Best exercise for all of our dogs there. The one thing we would like to request is that there's two areas of the dog park. There's small dogs and large dogs. Small dogs have a water feature where they can cool off. Large dogs don't have anything like that, and it would be really helpful to have something like that in there.
So we were just thinking maybe like a splash pad of some sort, because you do have two water pumps there where you can, you know, get water into a bowl and maybe do like, you know, a foot and a half deep, 8-10 feet around, and then maybe put some like fake grass around, so as they're running up to it, they're not bringing the mud and stuff into it, because we all know that dogs, they cool off with their paws. That's how they, and where it's so hot in the summertime, and there's not a whole lot of shade there, but within a couple of years there will be because of the trees and stuff. I just think that would be wonderful. I went around and got a lot of signatures for it, and people were all for it. And I know that the smaller dog side would probably not be too happy if the big dog started going over and using the water feature, because knowing me, I've got two dogs, two Dobermans, and they're lovely and they're friendly, but you know.
And they put the B in big dogs, right? Dobermans.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just think that's something that is really needed to go with the wonderful space that we have for the big dogs. So we'd appreciate
it. That's great feedback. Are you seeing it used a lot, the dog park? I know when I drive by, it seems to be the most used park in the city.
Oh, it is. It's the most used one out of Santa Clara, Ivins, Hurricane, everything. They all come from all around to use that dog park, and it's fantastic. It was well needed.
Good.
So we really appreciate that.
Good. So what you're proposing?
Yes.
To the kind of the expansion area is a water feature for,
yes,
the large dogs to be able to cool off in.
Yeah, some kind of like a water feature, maybe like a splash pad that is not turned on all the time, but like in the winter you can turn it off, summer you can turn it on. Maybe a few minutes, you know, at a time, so it's not going to make a muddy mess. Just something that, and then maybe like, you know how they have those covers over the playgrounds? Maybe put something like that over the water so it's not
boiling,
know, so hot. Yeah, when the sun's beating down. Yeah.
Like today.
Yeah.
So that's great feedback. Did you have anything else to add?
No, just, I mean, our dogs do tend to overheat a little. On the big dog side.
Yeah.
I have taken mine over to the little dog side because they needed to cool off. But
yeah,
if they had some way to cool off, it would be great.
Well, thank you. So the council has heard this, and I'll give them a chance just to chime in here in a second. And then I know that some of our parks staff is here and listening too. So just know that your comments are well received, and it seems to make sense. And take that into consideration.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Council, any thoughts on that? Let staff take a look at it.
So, Mayor, I actually had a communication with a person that had a larger dog, and he took it into the small dog side, and some people were not happy, and they let him know that they weren't happy. They brought a big dog in. He felt like his dog was controlled and that it wasn't aggressive towards the little dogs. But so this isn't the first time that I've heard this, and you know that park is wonderful. You know, it's our parks did a great job, and I think it's certainly something we ought to consider at the right time and place.
Okay. And then if anybody from parks is listening, maybe just consider that and look at the budget that we have and some ideas that you've heard and let us know. Okay, that is everyone that was on the public forum for tonight. Thank you. We appreciate your feedback. You don't have to stay for the rest of the meetings, unless you would like to. You might find it interesting. I do. We all kind of nerd out on this stuff. All right. Today is Wednesday, July 9th, 2025. We are in